When the soul enters the body, it gives life to the human form and creates like a conduit of energy to funnel through as an essential life force. This inexplicable energy brings life to the human body or form through the operational function of the brain. The brain is the core of the human body and it sustains life. For our body to stay alive, the brain must stay alive. For the brain to stay alive, the soul must remain inhabiting the body as this energetic conduit. Now, how exactly this works is pretty unknown. Humans haven't quite worked it out. But today I'm going to explore the triune or triune brain theory, where the three different parts of our brain are connected directly to each aspect of our mind, our body, and our heart or emotions. Understanding how the brain functions gives you one of the most valuable creation tools we have. So let's get started. The energetic soul is reflected physically in human form through the mind, the heart, and the body. So each of these aspects produces thought, emotion, and action as a way of imagining and creating in the three-dimensional world. So at our operational core, the brain is configured to power each of these three parts. So it clearly shows us we're designed from the inside out to use our mind, body, and heart as tools of creation. Dr. Paul D. McLean developed the triune brain theory in the 1960s. So the theory is based on the division of the brain into three distinct regions. His theory suggests that the brain developed over time through evolution. Now, regardless of how our brains developed, what is most interesting is that each of these three areas powers an aspect of the mind, the body, and the heart. So these parts of the brain include the following. The reptilian brain powers the physical body and remains the central brain in cold-blooded animals, and it sits at the back or the base of our brain. The mammalian brain powers the heart and emotions, or the chemicals of the body, and it's developed in mammals such as cats and dogs. And for us, it's the middle part of the brain. And then the neocortex sits at the front. It powers the analytical and thinking mind and is most prominent in human beings. So the reptilian brain is the body, the mammalian brain is the emotion, and the neocortex is the mind. These three parts are typical in many mammals, but what makes humans so unique is that the neocortex has developed further in humans than any other known species. And it provides us with really unique capabilities to create. So if you want to learn a bit more about the mind-body-heart connection, check out the episode, Why is Mind, Body, Heart, and Soul the Real Holy Trinity? Pop the link in the description. So let's talk about the reptilian brain and the physical body first. So the triune brain theory suggests that the basal ganglia, or the reptilian brain at the back, was developed or acquired first. It's the fundamental brain that keeps our automatic physical systems functioning, and it keeps the body alive. It keeps your heart beating, your blood pumping, and your hair and nails growing. Now, the brain also houses ancient responses to conditions in the external realm, and these have been learned and programmed into us for generations and thousands of years. When we learn or memorize a physical skill in the body, it's stored in here. The reptilian brain keeps multiple physical systems functioning, which helps moderate the human body in response to our external environment and conditions. So it ultimately serves the following purposes: to keep our physical body and species alive through automatic operation and continuous functioning of our systems, such as our circulation, our digestion, our immune, our reproductive and respiratory systems. And there's a heap more. It helps us perceive the external physical world through the five physical senses, which we experience in sensations of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. And these come in through the nervous system. It helps us react and respond to the external world through our action, behavior, and movement, right? Our bodies move through the regulation of our skeleton and our muscular systems. So this middle brain, the limbic brain, the mammalian brain, or the midbrain, is the second brain, and it can be referred to as the emotional or the feeling or the chemical brain. So it's responsible for regulating and maintaining internal body states in response to the external conditions and environments perceived. So we perceive through the five senses with our reptilian brain, and then our mammalian or midbrain regulates our body in response to them. The purpose of this midbrain is to help us navigate the world. We perceive our physical levels of safety and security security. Then we adjust our internal conditions so we can focus on creating an improved quality life and move just beyond that physical survival. So the reptilian brain perceives the external environment as hot or cold or light or dark, but it cannot do anything with this information. The mammalian brain transforms the energetic frequency that is perceived. So there's a frequency outside, we perceive it internally, and this brain converts it into emotion of the same frequency. And it does this by releasing certain chemicals into the body via the endocrine system. So an emotion then is a collection of physical sensations and feelings inside our body as a result of particular chemicals released in the brain. Emotions are an internal representation and experience of an external condition, okay, that's been processed through the brain. The release of certain chemicals will be experienced as a set of internal sensations. So we experience anger as an increase in heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, perspiration, and body temperature. Anxiety is a racing heart, shallow breathing, and a restriction in the chest. And joy, peace, or calm is a lowered heart rate and a sense of relaxation. Each condition of the external world has a particular vibrational energy and associated internal chemical or emotional recipe. So the mammalian brain stores these recipes and will retrieve them to run it again the next time you encounter something of a similar frequency. So it is designed to tell you exactly how safe or unsafe your physical body is. You can learn more about this in the episode, What Are Emotions and Where Do They Come From? Again, the link's in the description. The neocortex, or the front brain or thinking brain, is what makes humans unique from other species. It's the outer shell. According to Dr. McLean, the last part of the brain to develop, the most recent. It's a thinking and reasoning brain that allows you to analyze, critique, reflect, rationalize, imagine, and create. The neocortex takes the information perceived by the reptilian brain and experienced by the mammalian brain and then converts it into a thought of the same frequency and vibration. It processes and interprets the thought to find meaning and understanding, and it creates beliefs, memories, and ideas. So the neocortex is responsible for processing and creating your experience of reality. Your previous experiences and the thoughts you have about them will influence the way you process thought and the ideas you imagine. When we express certain actions and behaviors in reaction or response to our thoughts about external conditions, we begin to create our reality in the three-dimensional realm. Again, check out the episode, What Are Thoughts and Where Do They Come From, to find out more, and the link's in the description. A human brain is a powerful tool that allows us to align the mind, the body, and the heart with the true purpose, needs, and desires of the soul. So when we allow our brain to just run on autopilot without awareness of our perception or experience, we live in a state of automated reaction. When we slow down and start to become really conscious and aware of our internal sensations, emotions, and thoughts, we can start to control and manage them. We can choose the thoughts we want to keep or let go of. We can choose the emotions we want to repeat or remove. We can do something about it. We can consciously respond to our external conditions with clarity and control. We can start to change our reality into something that serves us, keeps us safe and calm and happy. So a human brain is a really powerful tool. The question is, are you going to consciously drive it or allow it to drive you? The choice is yours. If you have any thoughts or questions about the triune or trium brain or the mind-body-heart connection, let me know in the comments. If you want to know more, then make sure you subscribe to this channel because I have a lot more content to share to help you understand spirituality in a really practical way and navigate this ascension process. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful and it got you thinking about that mind-body-heart connection. Have a great day and I will see you next time.